How can you call yourself a sinner? The answer to that and other questions on Key Life.
Welcome to Key Life. Our host and teacher is Steve Brown. He's no guru, but he does have honest answers to honest questions about the Bible. God's grace changes everything. How we love, work, live, lead, marry, parent, evangelize, purchase, and worship. So here's Steve and Pete Allenson from ForgeBibleStudy.com with Street Smart Bible Teaching for Real Life.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm looking forward to how you're going to answer that.
Well, you would never call yourself a sinner. Because you're ordained. You know, I just said, we'll talk about it when we get a chance.
Oh, man.
That was an interesting question. Interesting observation. And you don't want to touch that dial because Pete and I are going to have a confession program in which we confess our 10 greatest sins and in detail.
Mm.
Man, we can sell that and get good ratings.
Don't even need to prepare for that that broadcast.
That's Pete Allenson, and his audio version of Like Father, Like Son is out. And you can get that at Key Life. You can get it at New Growth Press. You could probably get it on Amazon, wherever. But if you haven't read that book and you're not into reading, you're more into listening, then get it. It's a book that'll change your life. And check out Pete at ForgeTruth.com. And as you know, Pete and I have been doing this for over 25 years. Every Friday, we sit down in this studio and we answer your questions. And there are no dumb questions except the ones you don't ask. And if you have a question, you can pick up your phone, dial 1-800-KEY-LIFE. Open 24/7 and record your question, and sometimes we put your voice on the air. Or you can send it to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida 32794, or Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario N2L6J8, or you can email your question to steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, we'll still answer your question if you don't. But if you can help us financially, please do, and we'll squeeze every dime for the glory of God. And you can use any of those contact points to do that. If you can't, we understand. Say a prayer for this ministry. And speaking of prayer, Pete, why don't you lead us in prayer, and we'll get to these questions.
Sounds good. Let's pray together. Father, how privileged we are to be able to come into your presence at the end of this week, anytime, all the time, and to remember that we're your children and we're deeply loved, redeemed, that we are held on to, that we're forgiven, and that, Lord, you do truly work all things together for good to those that you've called, that you love, that you've redeemed in Christ. And we're in that category, so we love you because you first loved us. And we ask that, Lord, this weekend that you'd enable us just to rejoice in all that we have in Christ, and that the gospel could be unpacked for us in fresh ways by our pastors, teachers, priests, by our worship leaders. Lord, what a privilege to worship together. And we just ask that the gospel would be made known to us in a clear way by them. And even now, during this time of Q&A, we thank you for this opportunity and commit it to you. In Jesus' strong name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Pete, let's go to our phone lines.
I often hear you say that you're a sinner, and I tried, but I can't find support in Scripture for that once we've given our hearts to Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And if all things are passed away, then that would mean our sinful nature. So why did Jesus go through all that suffering and become sin for us if we were to remain sinners? I guess that's my question. Thank you.
Well, I can't believe you asked that question of somebody like me because it's pretty obvious. And I've been fairly open about it, but you know who was more open than I was? You said you couldn't find any scriptural warrant for that. You need to read the Bible a little bit more carefully. read what Paul said to Timothy. Christ Jesus died to save sinners. And he didn't say, I was. He said, I am the chief of sinners. Read Romans 7, and it says, Paul, this is Paul, after he had written most of the New Testament. He'd been a missionary. He had been doing it right, and he talks about it in the present, not the past. He said, the good that I want to do, I don't do, and the evil I don't want to do is what I do. So I'm a sinner. Pete's not. I'm a sinner, and I'm in pretty good company with Peter. And by the way, Paul said, and this is Holy Writ too, about Peter, that he was a hypocrite. That was years after he had denied Christ three times.
That's right.
So, you know, the church is a gathering place, not of saints who've got it together, but a hospital for sinners who need grace continually throughout our lives.
Okay, so what I'm gonna say is when you say that, I'm gonna interpret Steve Brown here. Okay, when you say that, you are giving the shorthand in a way to make us really think, because that's not the sum total of your identity in Christ.
No,
and you don't mean to communicate that's the sum total of your idea. You've accepted Jesus Christ. You are a new creature in Christ.
I am, and that's factual. It's not something I have to work at.
You're a deeply beloved son of the Most High God.
That's right. That's what it means to be a new creature. And I'm better.
And you are.
But not much. I used to, on these broadcasts, I used to almost always in the prayer, pray for, they call Steve a reverend, and he's not, forgive him his sins. And early days of this broadcast, back just before Columbus came to America, used to get really angry letters. You can't say that because you're encouraging sin. Or, you know, people need heroes. Don't talk about your being a sinner. But all those people have either died or refused to listen to us anymore.
Yeah.
So I don't get those kind of letters very often.
Yeah, you know, that's right. You've actually taught us to see that we're, as Luther said, sinner saints.
Yeah, so exactly. And we shouldn't forget about the saints. Talk about that.
Well, that's the reality. We are in Christ, set apart. And you mean this and you know this. You're just trying to and have been combating the self-righteousness that we so often feel.
Yeah, we
and
do.
Actually live out as Christians. And we're all sinners saved by grace. We're sinner saints. We are his forever, positionally. Practically, we still sin, and that's really the emphasis that we, even those of us who have followed Jesus for a long time, we can see a deeper level of our sin if we're open to the Scripture.
That's really true, and you begin to see that you're a greater sinner than you thought you
were.
That's right. But he lets you see sometimes you're a greater saint than you thought you ever would be.
You know, you're better. We were talking a little bit about that before we came in here from your office.
Yeah, we were.
You know, that sometimes you realize, I don't always have to promote myself anymore. I don't have to defend myself anymore, you know, and you go, whoa, that's a God thing.
It really is.
It's a gospel thing.
It's a growth. And so somebody has said, I think it was Martin Luther, and he said that God does not look for people to love him. He creates them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't look for good people. He creates.
He creates them.
Yeah.
That's right. That's so good.
Okay. This is an interesting question. It's an emailed question. Would human clones have a soul?
The heresy of the hypothetical.
I know.
I guess so. Created in God's image as humans.
You know, the interesting thing in the creation account in Genesis, when Adam and Eve are created, Adam in particular, God blows his breath and creates not Adam with a soul, but Adam a soul.
That's right.
And so I guess a clone would be in that category too if it were human. Let me add some. If we create a robot that has the intelligence, the IT of greater than ours, program in sympathy and care like on Star Trek, and that guy that was did he have a soul?
No.
Just wondering.
I don't think so. But hey, this is outside of what my professors used to call the heresy of the hypothetical. I don't know. We may be in heresy right now, but I don't have an answer for that one, Steve.
Yeah, well, I agree with you about the clone thing. And
seems
I agree
like
with
it.
You about the robot. I don't see how that can ever have a soul.
Yeah. Right.
So you can kill them.
My car does not have a soul. My truck.
And my car kind of drives itself sometimes.
Whoa, that's
scary. It's getting close to be a person.
It is. Scary. Scary.
All right. This is, how does God speak directly to us?
Yeah, well, you know, in the Word, but as the Spirit of God takes the written Word and communicates it to our hearts and minds, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit's going to come and lead you into all truth. So that's God speaking to us.
It really does. That's why you have to be in the Word.
Yeah.
Because God takes that things that you never saw before.
That's right.
You never applied before. You never thought were relevant to you.
Right.
All
yeah.
of a sudden become relevant, and that's Him.
It's absolutely amazing how you keep reading the Scriptures, and they keep revealing truth, old truth, and new truth.
That's true.
You
think God speaks directly sometimes?
You know, I do believe He does, but you can see if it is Him by how it lines up with the Word of God.
That's true. And the fruit of what was said,
that's right.
I suspect.
Yeah.
I can't say that's ever been a big deal with me, that God speaks directly. Mm. There was this television healing evangelist who put his hand on somebody's head and looked up at the sky and said, "Yes, Father. Of course, Father. I'll do that, Father." And I wanted to say, I wouldn't do that in a thunderstorm.
I know, right?
That's almost blasphemous.
Yeah.
But God does speak. He does impress on us. He does call us to particular people and particular places.
That's right.
To do particular things. And sometimes that's individual.
I agree. God's a great communicator in so many ways. Through creation, through nature, all of that. He's a great community. Never underestimate that he can get his point through to us.
That's a good statement. And it's also good to remember that He doesn't want to keep from us what we need to know from Him. And so He makes sure that we have multiple ways that He communicates to us.
I love that, yeah.
I think I just heard it's time to quit. Actually, it was the clock. And we're out of here. But before we go, Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.